Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
On Jesus. At an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene. And all that he asks
is
a childlike trust and
a heart that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everybody.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime.
Our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, Brother Ben Griffin will be providing our words of encouragement. His message is entitled, A Call to Commitment in 2024. It comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you especially for we had a great year together, a lovely host, a committed person to assisting others in preaching and spreading the gospel. And for this, we ought to be eternally grateful. Today, for a moment or so, we will address a call to commitment. As we see our text, this is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. We give thanks to God always for you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness and hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you, not only in word, but also by the power of the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know that kind of man that we proved to be among you for your sake. A level of commitment is expected of all of us, especially ministers and church leaders. I think this is an excellent and fair question to ask, where is your level of commitment? I just want to take this moment and just identify some passages that deals with what Paul mentions in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 through 4. And I token trust that our response will be sincere alongside energetic responses. And if our response is one of the true commitment, then it will take a collective effort to experience its value. You know, first of the year, if we don't get full buy-in from our membership, it's going to be a struggle pulling the church, moving the church, pushing the church forward throughout the remainder of the year. I remember 2020, church I was ministering with, we were all five. Before February, we had already had five baptisms. Then COVID came in and it really shut everything down. That's the most disappointing period in my ministry, when we had been planned the prior 6 years and the prior 4 years, and really was gotten everybody on board. Everybody was showed commitment and start off with your commitment, and then lo and behold, came COVID. But we're still here, still growing and growing. That's what commitment is. In 1 Thessalonians 1, 3 through 4, the Apostle Paul commends the Christians for their quality of faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love are anchors for the Christian life. These characteristics ought to manifest in all believers because they show an aura of commitment. Too often, however, a believer claims to have faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, but is not motivated to work to promote his kingdom or the spread of the gospel. As believers, one claims to have hope in Jesus Christ as the one in control of his or her life. But when faced with difficulties or disappointments, he or she does not endure the faith and turns away, a lack of commitment. A believer claims to love Jesus Christ, but when serving in Christ's kingdom seems like labor or a burden, he or she backs off, no commitment. However, when we understand these three anchors, this characteristic of the first century Christians, and Paul in his letters as he wrote, this reoccurring theme, faith, hope, and love, I think these are great characteristic traits that should manifest or possess all those who are committed or endeavor to be committed. In Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5, the writer says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have access by faith, rejoice in hope of the glory of God, and hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad. There again, in Romans 5, 1 through 5, these three anchors of faith, hope, and love. Furthermore, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, the scripture says, and now abide faith, hope, and charity, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, or love. Again, we see in Galatians 5:5-6, for we through the Spirit wait for hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Again, faith, hope, and love. Again, in Ephesians 4:2-5, forbearing one another in love, called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Again, that theme of Paul, another recurrence of that three anchors. Also in Colossians 1:4-5, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. Again, that theme, faith, love, hope. Also in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Again, faith, love, hope, those three anchors. And furthermore, in Hebrews 10:22-24, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. But it doesn't stop there. This theme keeps going even now into the Apostle Peter's writings, 1 Peter 1:21-22, and gave himself glory that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying of the truth through the spirit to unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another. Even the Apostle Peter's theme here is faith, hope, and love. So these three attributes, that is faith, hope, and love, should personify or describe all our members' commitment as we continue in this new year in the Lord. Let us allow our faith, hope, and love to be manifest into work, labor, and endurance as we embrace and continue the call to commitment in 2024 in spite of our immediate calamities. And the reason is because God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. No man has monopoly on truth. It's only as we receive more of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and life, that we will ever have anything to share with others. We need to understand that the primary reason for the church in the world today is to reach the greatest number of people in the best possible way with the claims and teachings of Jesus Christ. It must be forever remembered that the message of the church is the answer to the basic need of a human life. But it's going to call for a level of commitment on all fronts, by all soldiers, by all members, by all Christians, by all believers, all families. We have to pull together and be committed going forward. There's a war out there, and those who are not committed will not see it. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this moment you've given us, that you've allowed us to even see 2024. We want to start off this year with a clear heart and clear mind. Those who are on this call, your commitment must be manifest and permeate and spread and broad. You must sound it from the rooftops of your communities that you are committed by showing it by your life, and others who are around you must see your level of commitment like they never saw it before. We pray for the preachers who on this telecast and those who support this ministry. They need prayers on their behalf, that they can show great, resounding commitment throughout this ministry year. Being in the ministry is no small thing. We just pray for the strength of our preachers and be willing to show commitment in their preaching, in their service, and in their daily work. This will be our prayer this day. In your Son, Christ's name, we ask it all. Now, together say, amen.